You're listening to SBS News.
A special smoking ceremony, bringing dignity back to those who have walked before us. More than 100 Kaurna First Nations remains that were unearthed or otherwise stolen have been handled with love, care and respect. Carried one by one, they're being put back to the country where they rightfully belong. Alan Sumner opened the proceeding, saying this was an important event for the Kaurna people and would stir many feelings.
Feelings of sadness, people with heavy hearts, but there will also be time for celebration and to see our old people finally going to their resting place today.
Major Moogi Sumner has been heavily involved in repatriation efforts.
I've been involved in repatriation for about 40 years. Travelled all over the world, bringing people, our old people, home. And I never seen anything such like this before. This is what we all need in our communities, everywhere. A special place where you can take our, we take our old people where they'll never be dug up again. Never be put into boxes, shipped across the other side of the world. A lot of them, they went over there in sailing ships back in the 1800s. And as I came back with them, I talked to them. I sing songs about the land, about the world, how it's changed. But I also say to them, you know, you came across here in a sailing ship, now you're going home in a 747. We have a good laugh.
Their new home, the Wangaratta Smithfield Memorial Park, was specially built for this occasion. It will now become home to all Kaurna remains that need to be repatriated back to country. Kaurna Elder Auntie Madge Wanganeen is the repatriation officer.
We, the Kaurna community, this is a historical day for us. It's a day that can be recognised, and it's not just about the Kaurna community, it's for all our Aboriginal communities out there. This is the first step to be able to do the right thing, and it needs to be done. We've got that many of our ancestors that's still in boxes and still need to be brought back home in all parts of the country.
A lot of the remains date back to the mid to late 1800s. Many are damaged and incomplete, and John Carty, the head of humanities at the South Australian Museum, says it's important to do the right thing. In an emotional speech, he apologised for what had happened in the past.
So many of these ancestors were disturbed from their resting places by the building of the roads we all drive on, the offices we work in, the homes we live in. Painful recognition that has to be spoken out loud today. Of all days. Not to revisit the past or be weighed down. And on behalf of the university, I'm sorry on behalf of all of us. I'm sorry that our forebears did not treat your ancestors as brothers and sisters. I'm very sorry for that. But sorry can't just be words. It has to be expressed in our actions. This beautiful place where we stand, Wangaratta, is the result of those actions.
Tuesday's repatriation of more than 100 ancestral remains is just the first step. There are still around 500 Kaurna ancestral remains stored at the South Australian Museum. They'll be buried in the same spot when the time comes. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says repatriation is the responsibility of all South Australians.
Aboriginal ancestral remains found their ways into museums and collecting institutions in the past because of attitudes that today we find abhorrent and impossible to comprehend. But we all have the responsibility to understand our history and to take the appropriate action in response to it. The repatriation of Aboriginal ancestors is not just a concern for institutions such as the South Australian Museum and the University of Adelaide. It's the responsibility of government, and it's the responsibility of society as a whole.
In museums across the country, there are still around 4,500 ancestral remains of First Nations people. Alan Lee, SBS News.